Again, the Texans 1-0 in district play. Navarro, where we'll be next Friday night, also 1-0. And if you hear me scream during the middle of our broadcast, we've got a million bugs in the press box tonight, not including Jared Robinson. Sorry about that, Jared.
That's okay. I resemble that remark. I've been called worse and probably been called worse today.
You're probably right. All right, it's going to be Jack Cole who's going to kick things off for the Texans here. Tease it up at the 40-yard line.
Man, those are some bright shoes the Lanville Yellow Jackets got on. By the way, they're the orange jackets, I guess, the orange shoes.
How about that?
They're going to throw us off on that.
Orange and navy blue?
It's black. It's just hard to see. But it is orange.
That's black?
Yeah, it's black. Or at least they used to be. We'll call them.
How about that? Okay, let's go with black. It's Halloween after all. Here's the kickoff. It's line drive and taken at the 9-yard line. Right up the middle to the 20 and knocked down right there is the return man, and that's where the Yellow Jackets will take over. Anthony Watson on the return for Lano. Right at the 20-yard line.
Yeah, and on the tackle right there, the young man who we got the Hail Mary wrong last week. We said Wyatt Mann, but Hayden Krebs on the tackle. Good tackle right there. Stop him right on the 20-yard line.
Lano will take over first down and 10 at the 20. Greenwood, the running back in the backfield. He will get the handoff. Not a lot of room at all, though. He's wiped out after a gain of one. The quarterback has been Walling.
Yeah, and I think he just figured out that defensive line of the Wimberley Texans is probably bigger than some that he's played in the past because about a half yard in, he hit two guys and they weren't budging.
Yeah, and it looked like they may not have been blocked. I mean, they got to the running back Greenwood almost immediately. Walling, spread formation, movement up front by Lano, and so back the Yellow Jackets up five. It'll be second down and 14 now from the 16-yard line.
You got to love whenever you see the defensive linemen that are sitting there that just kind of do a little happy dance whenever they kind of draw an offsides or an illegal motion by the offense, Mosk or others. Kind of did, I'm not sure. Kind of looked like one of those, like Shaka dance, what do they call those
things? Was that what that is? Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
The Hawaiian, I don't know. I'm going to get criticized for not knowing what that thing's called now.
Haka.
Haka. That's it.
Yeah. I just.
We need a video one
I
of
just
us.
Performed that a little bit.
We'll throw that up at halftime.
Yeah, please do. Here's Walling now. Pressure. Left-handed thrown in and out of the hands of the Wimberley defender who almost had the interception.
Yeah, and that's Moss Carruthers again. He's active so far. Two involvements in the first three plays of the game right there. Kind of came around the little swing pass right there, I guess, and hit him in the right hand. I bet he would have caught it because he'd have had six on that one for sure.
Third down and 14 now. So two plays in, and the Wimberley defense doing a job. Walling now is going to go long. Right side up in the air and incomplete. On the sideline, he was trying to hit Anthony Watson. No avail, though, and the Yellow Jackets will be forced to punt.
Man, how many times have we seen the Wimberley Texan defense just step up? And obviously, first series, they're going to get pretty good field position back. Colby Crowder standing back at about the 48, 49-yard line of the Texans. So looks like they're going to have about half the field to play with here.
Looks like Shane Flint is back to punt. For the Yellow Jackets, again, Crowder standing at about the 50. Flint gets it off. It's high, not particularly long, and it's caught by Crowder at the 44, right side of the 40. Look out, 30. And he got inside the 30 and down to the 25-yard line of Lano is Kobe Crowder. Great field position for the Texans.
Yeah, at first, I thought he may fair catch that one. There's two, three guys standing right there, but Texans did a good job of dropping back and blocking, and he kind of squeezed back, dropped about 2 yards backwards, and went around the right-hand side for a what ended up being about almost 30 yards right there. So good return for Crowder. Sets the Texan offense up for a really short field.
Wait, no doubt. They've put the ball down at the Lano 24-yard line. Just underway from Wimberley. No score. Wimberley against the Lano Yellow Jackets. JoJo Weeks, He has Jake Cockerham to his left in the backfield. And Weeks now will give it on a reverse to Crowder, I believe. And Colby's able to pick up a couple of yards to the 22, second down and eight. Last week we did not see the running back Hunter Williams for the Texans. And tonight Jake Cockerham gets the start again.
I don't know if I will have to admit to tell you, I don't know that I saw Hunter in pregame.
Second down and eight now. Hunter a little gimpy a couple of weeks ago. And the give is to Cockerham, who's hit immediately in the backfield. And he lost back near the original line of scrimmage at the 24, so it'll be third down and 10 for the Texans. Texans with a big third down opportunity now here.
You know, this is almost the area right here where if you're coach, it's four down territory. 24-yard line, you're looking, you know, 35, 30, what is that, 30?
Be about a 40-yard
field
right
goal, yeah, 38, 40-yard field goal. So really out of the range of pretty much any high school kid. So you're looking at two plays to get your first down right here. So twins on both sides for JoJo.
Here's Weeks now rolling left, looking along, going back over the middle and incomplete. Looked like he was trying to hit Stover over the middle, and it's incomplete in fourth and 10. Cade Stover. I'm not sure JoJo wasn't just trying to throw that away after Stover was kind of covered in that second here.
Yeah, good coverage right there by the Lano Yellow Jackets. They Stover running the drag pattern across the middle of the field, started out on the right, coming back across, and kind of airmailed it a little bit, but probably did see behind him. The safety was over here in the left corner of the end zone with Gavin Martinez and Colby Crowder both on the left-hand side. So kind of had a free open shot there to throw it high and see if Cade could catch it.
Fourth down and 10 now for the Texans. Back to throw. Weeks over the middle near the end zone and knocked away in the secondary. He was once again trying to go to Cade Stover over the middle. Once again well covered. And the Yellow Jackets will take over.
Yeah, Cade kind of holding his arm down to the right-hand side. Took a fairly decent shot. Didn't look like it really affected him at all, but something to monitor. But two little bit high throws from JoJo right there. I know that he's going to come back and realize, hey, man, I can pull those down, give my receiver a chance to catch them. But a good job by the Leno Yellow Jackets. Yano. I'm going to call him Yano at least
Yano.
Five times tonight.
You're going to roll your L's there.
The double L's, that's right.
That's right. Walling the quarterback for Lano. So both teams are stopped on their first possession tonight. Still no score. 9:34 left in the first quarter. Walling will give it to his receiver on a reverse. Look out, he's got the 30, and he's going to be brought down there at about the 31-yard line, a gain of 7, second down and 3. And no number 30 on the roster.
Yeah, good tackle right there, number 6. It looks like Sean Rayburn on that outside corner really ended up stopping him. He had a lot of space, but ended up stopping him. Still got 7 yards, but this Texans defense has been stout all year long, so 3 yards is not easy to gain against us.
Second down and 7 now. Walling will take it, and he'll give it up the middle of Greenwood. Look out, 35-40. First down and more. Mason Greenwood, our first look at him tonight. He gets it out to the 42-yard line, a pickup of 9 and a first down for Lano.
Well, I will no longer say that tough to get yards off the left-hand side right
that's
there.
That's right.
So ended up gaining about 7 or 8 more yards. So that's 2 chunks of 7 in a row. So I'm just going to sit here, and I wish I was looking pretty, but that's not going to happen
either.
You're
looking very pretty, as a matter of fact. Here's Walling, again with Greenwood to his left, and he's going to fake the handoff and keep it himself, but he's going to be wiped out by Jake Cockerham and others right at the line of scrimmage. Maybe picked up a yard. It'll be 2nd and 9. Hard-earned a yard that time by the quarterback, Ben Walling.
Yeah, we've seen Jake Cockerham lay the wood to so many people that we're never surprised when he lowers his head and the boom follows. So good tackle right there.
Walling's a big, stocky, kind of a thick quarterback. Strong kid. 2nd down and 9. The give left side's Watson again, 45, and out to the 49-yard line. A pickup of 7, so it'll be 3rd down and 3.
Yeah, big 3rd down right here. Another chance. The Lano's done a good job of flipping the field at least. If they don't get this 1st down, they got 3rd, 3, 3rd and 4, but they've done a good job of getting enough yards where they can flip the field. But the Texans defense, chance to step up right here and get the ball back and maybe go on a long drive.
3rd down and 3 now for Walling and his Yellow Jacket offense. Back to throw, looking left, throwing left. A little bubble screen, but nice tackle in that left flat by Gavin Martinez, it looked like. A gain of one. It'll be fourth down and two now.
Yeah, and that's exactly just what we were talking about a second ago was, you know, they had a chance to get the ball back. Lano did a good job of flipping the field. Colby Crowder's going to drop back to about the 18-yard line. So, but we've seen what he can do so many times with his feet and lateral movements and just bursting up the field. So I would imagine Lano remembers that last punt.
Ball at the 50. Shane Flint to punt. This one is a short one taken by Crowder at the 20. Makes the first man miss. Now he's scrambling outside to his left or running toward the sideline. And finally brought down at the 23-yard line. Now they're going to give him the 24. It'll be first down for the Texans at that location.
That is always the downfall of being fast and creative right there. He caught that ball on the right hash and reversed his field, came all the way back, ended up gaining about two-thirds of a yard.
Yeah, I think so.
But probably ran about 35.
Yes.
So trying to make a play happen, you can't fault the young man for that. He does have dynamic ability. But Wimberley Texans take over first and 10 right here. From the what looks like, actually, you're right. They gave him the 24.
24-yard line, first down and 10. Weeks looking right, throws it out right side. Stover on that right side, I believe, but he's going to be caught immediately. May have lost a yard. No, they're going to put it right at the line of scrimmage, second down and 10.
Yeah, and after those two first throws from JoJo just kind of being a little bit high, Coach Warren probably wanted to flip one out there, give him a little bit of a little bit more confidence throwing the ball. And it looks like he's got a target on Cade Stover tonight. That's for sure. What, three targets already on the evening?
That's right. Early on, with 6:15 left to play in the first quarter. Guy Kiparos now in the backfield with JoJo Weeks. Get our first look at Guy tonight. Rolling left, throwing his Weeks to Stover again. First down to the 35, and finally run out of bounds at about the 38-yard line. First down, Wimberley.
Those guys may have eaten lunch together this week.
Evidently. Boy, he is going to Stover a lot tonight. Shout out to my sister, Deborah McBride, in Potosi, Texas. Deborah and her husband, Craig.
Now, dare I ask where Potosi, Texas is?
It is a suburb of Abilene.
Oh, are we going to get a Cooper drop here?
South of Abilene. Here's Weeks now. He's going to keep it himself, looking for running room. He is able to fall forward. He's got a tall, lanky kid, and just falling forward, he gains 2 yards.
Yep.
Second down and 8.
The old six-foot-tall rule.
That's right.
If you fall forward with the ball at your head, you get 6 yards.
That's
or get
pretty
2 yards.
You're a math whiz, Jared.
Well, you know, I've always been called many things, but math whiz was never included.
Not one
in those
of those
things. And again, definitely not today.
Talking about Abilene, no. Cooper is the rival.
We're Abilene
High Eagles.
High Eagles.
So how about that?
There it is. Well, that's like an A&M Texas deal.
That's right. It is exactly like that, only bigger. Second down and 8 now. They give up the middle to Kiparos. Picks up a yard, but that's it. It'll be third down and 7. Actually, Doug Warren's brother, Steve Warren, coached the Eagles to a state championship I think in 09, I believe it was.
Now, that's Abilene High.
Abilene High.
But did they beat Cooper?
Oh, yeah. They beat everybody they played that year.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Beating Cooper is just, it's nothing now.
It's a given.
Yeah, it's kind of a given.
Yeah.
Third down and 7 now. So another big long third down conversion looking at the Texan offense here. Weeks looking over the middle. Good protection. Fires it over the middle. Colby Crowder tried to bring it down with one hand, but it falls incomplete.
Yeah, JoJo's just a little bit off tonight. He's throwing that ball high, not pulling all the way through. It sounds like a pitching coach right there. Coming down the mound, pull all the way through. But
that's right.
Football's similar in that sense. So he's a smart, smart young man. Him and Davin both. I tell you what, this Wimberley Texan team, I was talking to a young lady today that I do some work and some things with, Kathy Blackburn, and she was talking, and these young men are such unbelievable kids these days. I mean, they just don't raise them like when I was a hoodlum back in the day, you know.
Wyatt Mann with the punt down to the Lano 25-yard line, and Greenwood is the return man, and he gets hit almost immediately in our first flag of the night here.
Hey, laundry on the field.
Thrown in the vicinity of the punter, Wyatt Mann. We'll see if they roughed him. I was following the ball. It was a good punt by Wyatt.
They're talking to Coach Warren out there. So usually when their defense of Lano looks like to be kind of nonchalantly, we will call it. That's probably the biggest word I know, by the way, nonchalant.
But, that's right.
Strolling back out on the field right here. I'm getting really descriptive. Strolling, nonchalant.
You really are. You're doing great.
I'm telling you. After last week's somewhat game that wasn't very exciting.
And, no, that one got out of hand pretty early.
Glad to see some. Glad to see a little bit of excitement on the field tonight.
Whatever the penalty was, it was declined. I'm not sure what's going on, but at any rate, Lano is going to get it at the 25-yard line. So that's where the Yellow Jackets will take over. Bandera, the team that Jared's referring to last week, Texans 53-7 over the good folks in Bandera last week. So far this one tonight, much more competitive. Walling takes the snap. He's going to give it to his receiver, who's going to in turn throw it down the field. Coverage in the secondary and flag in the secondary. They're probably going to get Wimberly for an interference.
Yeah, and those are the tough ones to call right there. I mean, if you're the Wimberly Texan defender, you're thinking, okay, it's a run. But Cody Charrington on the coverage on the down here and just didn't get his head turned back around. Truthfully, if he'd have got his head turned back around, he's picking that one off. And with Cody's speed, he's probably taking it to the house, but just didn't get that head turned around, kept pushing that receiver down the field. They're going to get him for pass interference.
Looked like Kyle Cooper, who was throwing the ball down the field to Anthony Watson, the receiver, who was covered well in the secondary. And unfortunately for Wimberly, that ball wouldn't have been caught with or without the interference call, but nevertheless, contact, and they're going to step this one off against the Texans. It'll give Lano a first down. 4:14 remaining in the first quarter, no score. Wimberly against Lano. Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson with you on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
You got to love when your parents are listening to the broadcast.
Yeah.
And my mom texts me and says, "Hoodlum, I didn't raise no hoodlum."
Mom doesn't know.
Well, she, you know.
You kept a lot of things from Mom. So, Mom Robinson, if you're out there, yeah, he's,
you'll always
he's lying to you.
You'll always get the benefit from Mom and Dad, though. You know? You will always get the benefit. I have to admit, I was an angel. That's probably actually accurate.
I, on the other hand, was absolutely an angel.
Oh, we got some people listening out there tonight. Cynthia Armstrong from Monroe, Louisiana. I believe that's the first time I've actually physically been able to use Twitter successfully. So
how about that?
Today is an accomplishment for me.
Way to go.
I feel almost a sense of success in technology this afternoon.
Welcome to this century, Jared.
That's right.
My friend Kelly says we've broken up a couple of times. She's listening from New Hampshire.
New Hampshire?
Yeah, how about that?
Well, I got to tell you, I don't like the...
You don't like that message,
do you? The broadcast breaking up here. I'm looking. Everything looks good.
Well, it might be her. Sometimes she has a glass of wine with the broadcast. Here's the give.
Hey.
The give up the middle. It's going to be a pickup of about 4 yards.
There's a every week there's a group of individuals. We will leave them nameless, but they have a bar and grill at their little house right there. They sit out on the back porch.
Outstanding.
So they're out there watching us from... Their bar and grill, as they call it. So
all right.
You got to love that.
Hoist one for us.
There you go. Or bring one.
I formation now with Walling, the quarterback. They're going to give it to Greenwood. Just a power running attack right up the middle. They got the first down and more, and Mason Greenwood carries about three Texans down to the Wimberly 47-yard line.
You know, I got to tell you that
tough running.
That young man's got some size to him. I guess I haven't seen him do that yet, but holy moly, looks like he carried about three Texans 7 yards right there. So that's you're exactly right. That's some tough running right there.
3:34 left to play as they stop the clock to move the chains. First down for Lano at the Wimberly 47-yard line. So they picked up a couple of first downs on this drive. Walling has them moving the ball. Shotgun. Turns and gives it to Greenwood again. Why not? Right up the middle, and Mason is able to stretch forward, but only for a yard. It'll be second down now, and they're going to give him more than that. They're going to give him 3 yards on that. Second down and 7 now for the Yellow Jackets. Kelly says I threw her under the bus by mentioning her sipping wine while she listens to our broadcast.
Hey.
She's not the first one I've thrown under the bus, though, huh, Jared?
It's
kind of my job.
It's
really
a calming deal. Anytime you're listening to two voices as melodious as ours, to use your
melodious, that's right. That give is up the middle to Josh Solis, the fullback. Josh picks up about a yard. It'll be third down and six now. So big play here for Lano. 2:28 left to play in the first quarter. No score here tonight, as neither of these offenses have been able to get unhooked and unhinged quite yet. Lano on the move here, though. Big play. Third down and six. Walling now trying to set up the shuffle pass, but he is sacked in the backfield. Moss Carruthers got him along, I believe, with Jake Cockerham.
Is it Jake or Davin back there? I always see the red shoes. And Davin, the old red shoe guy out there, he's always
actually
got those.
It's neither. Yeah, it's Davin. You're right.
I think it is Davin.
Davin Masur.
Man, the poor quarterback right there thought, I wonder if they knew the play.
I know.
They got there before I did.
It's probably a good idea Walling didn't try to shovel that pass. Here's Flint now on the punt. And it is a high knuckleball taken by Crowder at the 12. Boy, he is a gambler. He takes it. They were bearing down on him. He's able to step off an extra 5 yards, though. Kobe Crowder living dangerously on a Friday night in Wimberley. Gets it to the Texan 17-yard line, though. First down and 10.
He's a kid who I believe that he actually has energy at about 2, 3 o'clock in the morning sometimes.
I believe that. Watching him play, I can see that.
I guess before you're, 17, 18 years old, energy just is a, what do they call that?
It's just natural.
It is. It's like metabolism. You lose
That's right.
You lose it as soon as you get into college.
Yes. I'm not even going to go down a list of all the things I've lost. Here's the give up the middle. I think it's Kipperus, and he's able to get 4 or 5 yards. It's going to be second down and 5. I got a feeling Crowder, he strikes me as a rather fearless young man. You got to be a little off center to say to the coach, yeah, I'll return punts for you, coach.
Oh, yeah, no,
you bet.
No doubt.
That's not normal. That's kind of like a catcher in baseball or softball, you know. You got to be a little off to do that.
You do. That is no doubt whatsoever. Or fullback.
Yes. Second down and 5 now. Cockerham's got running room. First down and more. He's got the 30. And out to the 36-yard line is Jake Cockerham. First down, Texans.
Yeah, excellent blocking on the left-hand side right there by the offensive line. And Matt Mitchell ended up coming off that and sealing it, allowed Jake Cockerham to get on that left-hand side for really what we've seen was the Texans' first kind of big play of the day right now. I mean, they've had some couple passes, but as far as running, that's a moving the chains is always a plus.
Move those chains.
That's right.
First down and 10 for Wimberley. Weeks under center now. He's going to give it to Cockerham again. He's got the 40 and spins forward to the 42-yard line, so that's a pickup of 6. It'll be second down and 4. That may very well be our last play of the first quarter here, as the game clock is at 20 seconds as the Texans look to the sidelines and get the play.
You know, I was watching on that play right there. Lucas Snow just pile drives this guy into the ground, and as soon as he hits the ground, Luke pops up. And he goes hunting for somebody else, a linebacker, a defensive back. And, you know, I got to tell you, I imagine that cornerback over there does not like to see about 6'3", 6'4", coming at him.
No. And the whistles blow, and that is, in fact, the end of the first quarter. No score from Wimberley. The Texans and the Lano Yellow Jackets in a good one tonight on a Friday night in Central Texas. Stay with us, everybody. We're back after this brief timeout. You're listening to the Texans on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
104.1 KOWO, LPFM Wimberley, and COOFM.org. The best music on earth.
Support for Wimberley Texan football comes from Blanco National Bank, offering banking services including checking, savings, mortgage, and personal loans. Located at 15451 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley. Online at blancobank.com. Blanco National Bank is FDIC insured and an equal housing lender.
And by Charles Schwab and Company, Incorporated, member SIPC, located on Highway 290, Dripping Springs. Independent branch leader and financial consultant Brian Carpenter offers personalized financial guidance matched to investors' goals. More at schwab.com/drippingsprings.